You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take it through the 3 o'clock hour at 3:05. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, our producer Isaac, and of course you, the star of the program out there, our listener. We appreciate you tuning in to the program once again here today. We got a good show for you. A lot of NCAA basketball talk to get to. We'll reveal our picks for the national championship today. Mark and I will. Isaac, are you ready? You got yours? He's ready? He's somewhat of a 75% head bob right there. So, yeah, you'll be ready by the time we do that. Okay, you got a half hour. 319-366-1600. That is a text line. Love to hear from you today. Again, that is 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. If you'd just like to pick up the phone and give us a call, we'd love to hear from you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, both in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. To start things off in the program today, we have to move the deck chairs today. Kevin Lehman, the coach, was expected to be on with us today. He is going to be covering NIT basketball, and he had not one but two flights canceled today. So he is en route right now as we speak. He will be landing in 43 minutes. So he is unavailable to us today. So what we're going to do, we're going to move Kevin to the first thing on the docket tomorrow. We will talk with our expert, our college basketball man, Kevin Lehman, tomorrow with our Off the Glass segment. We'll go right into Mark Ironside then, previewing the National Wrestling Championships going on in Tulsa this weekend. And we'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up tomorrow. We were scheduled to have Kim Mull, Kirkwood women's basketball coach, hoping that, we'll see what happens. We're running out of time this week, Mark. I asked him if he can be on today, but I have not heard from him. Might be in practice right now is probably my best guess. So if he gets a hold of me and we can have him on previewing their national championship run next week up in Michigan, we will do that. Otherwise, maybe tomorrow or after they get back with hopefully a nice trophy along with them. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. Isaac. And, yeah, it's a different week. Shuffling the deck today with only three shows this week. Tomorrow will be our last show of the week as we pave the way for NCAA tournament basketball coverage, which actually starts tonight, right?
Yes, it does. Yeah. First four comes up tonight. You are very correct. Are you going to? I will have it for you. We'll join it up. Tip-off is about 5:42, if I read correctly. We will join up after the Todd Brommelkamp show tonight at 6 o'clock and get you Southeast Missouri. That is SEMO against Texas A&M Corpus Christi, the Islanders, Mark. And that will be game number one. Game number two will be of much interest here in the state of Iowa as the Pitt Panthers take on the Bulldogs of Mississippi State. Not aware if the NCAA will allow the Bulldog fans to bring the cowbells into Dayton Arena or not. We'll see. That's their calling card, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It gets a little annoying after about the first 10 minutes of each game. I got to say that. But to each their own out there. Iowa State gets the winner of that one on Friday between Pitt and Mississippi State. So big interest to the Iowa State folks tonight for that one. I think that should be a dandy. That's going to tip off 25 minutes or so after the completion of round number one, the game number one.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting matchup, I think, between those two teams, both 11 seeds. And I'm anxious to look in to see, you know, I haven't seen much, if any, of Mississippi State and Pittsburgh. Seen a little, but which, you know, matchup may be better. We'll see.
Jeff Capel, the coach at Pitt, former Dukie. And Mississippi State, they play defense really, really well. Really, really well. One of the best in the country. So if you're an Iowa State fan, do you want the defensive team that is going to match up with you defensively against two teams? I mean, 45 might win Iowa State, Mississippi State on Friday. Maybe. Unless somebody gets really hot.
When you filled out your bracket, did it matter?
Yeah. It did. More on that coming up.
Okay.
More on that coming up. So we got those games tonight. First four getting underway from Dayton. And then two more games coming up tomorrow. We'll have those at 6 o'clock. We'll have complete coverage of the NCAA tournament for you right here on KGYM, starting on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock with the pregame show, and just past 11 with the tip-off of the first game. Not been informed by Westwood One as of yet to their feature games. They do a tremendous job, and they do the whip around, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
They have four games, one at each of the main quadrants, if you will. They have those featuring, kind of concentrating on those, but they go to each game, and they do a tremendous job. Tremendous job. They've been doing it for a long, long time. They've got it down pat.
How many folks out there take the day off, maybe Thursday and Friday off?
Lots.
To watch the tournament.
Lots.
Yeah, I know several of my guy friends, anyway, that did so. They just spend the whole day in the bar.
Not a bad spot, I guess.
Not a bad spot if you can show multiple games and whatnot. And, you know, some people take vacation for their family. Others do for the NCAA tournament.
Very true. And, by the way, if you'd like to sit in with Todd and Spencer, they're going to be down at Big Grove Brewery in Iowa City on Thursday from 3 until 6. Chance for you to win prizes, enjoy great food and beverages while watching the NCAA tournament. And Iowa will tip off at about 5:40, and that will be on Thursday. So catch the very end of that during our watch party down at Big Grove Brewery in Iowa City. And speaking of the tournament and getting ready for said tournament, the Bracket Challenge, of course, is ready to go one more time. And big thanks to the good folks at Imon Communications for helping us out with that. As definitely looking forward to it. And your chance to get in, maybe win $500 of cold hard cash, from courtesy of Imon Communications. Now, you have to go to KGYMradio.com. You need to click right where it says click here. I'm hovering over it as we speak, and that will enable you to get in. Join the Bracket Challenge group. You must have the password MADNESS in all caps. Has it right there. All the instructions are available at KGYMradio.com, and you can get those brackets in before 11 o'clock or tip-off on Thursday morning.
I took a look today, and I'm curious how many folks had entered. All it said was 140 or more. That could be 141, could be 300, could be 500, I don't know. But this contest attracts a lot of attention. We'll bring you updates throughout the tournament as to who's in contention and whatnot. And, yeah, who couldn't use $500, huh?
Everybody could. Isaac, he could use it, yeah. He could use it. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. Now that you have mentioned taking days off, Mark.
Yes.
6429 says, some are also taking tomorrow off to go to the open shoot-around at Wells Fargo Arena.
Oh.
Very true. Very true. They have the court up and going, they had to have it up by noon today, I was told. The NCAA court. They use those out on a 2 or 3 year rotation. The base court, they have little overlays, clear overlays with all the information like Des Moines on it that they use. So they don't use a fresh court every year, except for the Final Four. That's a fresh court. Josh from Tiffin says usually spend Friday down at a drinking establishment in Iowa City. We'll be sitting in Denver at the down there at a place this year. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Matt says, I am in. Just cut me the $500 check right now. Well, it's not that easy, Matt. It's not that easy. If it was, you know, and we were eligible, Mark and I and Isaac would just split the $500 right now and call it good. 16 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here in the gym class. We will reveal our picks for both the women's and the men's game. We will do that. I entered the first time ever. And I'm glad they're doing this, Mark. CBS, ESPN, many, many others are doing the women's bracket challenge now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a chance to win that thing. Now, we don't have that yet at KGYM. Maybe in the future we will. But, you know, you can go win CBS Sports' money or ESPN's money or whomever's money.
Yeah, I got invited to an NCAA wrestling bracket challenge.
Yeah.
And
I bet I know who did that.
No, I don't think you do.
Oh, you really? It's no. Not? Because, yeah, they usually have one, our good sponsor friends.
Well, it might have been via, but no, it wasn't directly from him, but boy, that'd be as tough as the...
That'd be a whole lot tougher. That's just tougher on a whole different scale.
It is.
To pick 10 weight classes and to go through and... try to figure out who's going to win each of those individual matches. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, I was
reading. That's why I have not done it in the past.
It's like 165 pounds, and we'll talk to Mark Ironside about this tomorrow. Parker Kekeisen, the number one seed. But he's also got a world junior champion as a number two seed. And Aaron Brooks, two-time defending national champion, is the three seed. How are you going to pick that?
Good luck. 319-366-1600.
Kind of like basketball.
Yeah, 4285, not taking the day off, but maybe sneaking out a little early Thursday and Friday? Yeah. You're not going to be the only one, 4285. The productivity of America goes straight into the garbage on Thursday and Friday, doesn't it?
It does.
Am I going out on a limb on this one? No. No. No, there's not big major meetings that are put on the calendar on Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament. UCLA to win it all. Thoughts? More on that coming up. More on that coming up. Cyclone Tim, that's not a nice thing to say. Yes, the Westwood coverage is so good. I listen to KGYM instead of watching games on TV. 0818 says, thank you very much for
that. How about that? Yeah.
They do an amazing job with Westwood One. Just amazing. And they cover it from every angle and
pillar to post.
Yeah, and do a tremendous job. And they have great announcers, too. Really, really top notch.
It's like your radio Red Zone channel, right?
Basically, yes.
Kind of, yeah.
It is. That's a very good analogy. Very good analogy. 19 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the gym class program on KGYM. We'll get to our picks, men's and women's picks, coming up in just a little bit. And we'll have an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you as well coming up. As far as the NCAA tournament is concerned, wanted to get everyone's thoughts out there. Who do you like? Who do you like and why? And 4285 has already said he or she likes UCLA. Bruins 2 years ago, big time run last year, knocked out early. It's tough to go 2 years in a row with a big run. But we'll see. 2794 is retired and he's going to watch the whole thing. best to you out there. What do you think? Who's going to win the men's NCAA tournament? And show your work on why. And will Iowa State or Drake make a run? What do you think? 319-366-1600. Text line, that is the phone line as well. Who do you think is going to win this thing in a crazy year of college basketball?
I can't say yet. It's not time.
No, we're going to save ours.
Yeah.
This is a rhetorical question. You like radar? I don't study rhetorics. 3034 says Duke, but the first round matchup is going to be tough. Duke's first rounder, yes, I would agree. That is Oral Roberts. And I so wanted to take Oral Roberts, Mark. That was one of the teams. We got the John Bonenkamp seal of approval that they are going to make the second weekend. Of course, John did not know they were going to draw Duke in the first round. Be interesting to hear. Maybe I'll get a hold of John and ask him if he's still got Oral Roberts going into the second.
I mean, it doesn't get any easier for Duke. It could be Tennessee in the second round. Could be Purdue in the third round.
Yeah, tough draw.
Yeah.
Very tough
draw. Not an easy path at all.
Matt in Fairfax picked Gonzaga. They always have that number one seed pressure. Well, not this year. They're a three seed. Gonzaga is this year out west. And in what I believe is the toughest region, at least for the top four seeds, with Kansas, UCLA, Gonzaga, and UConn. Your top four right there. 1040 is picking the Ohio State women. Playing great, they say. Of course, got to the Big Ten championship game and ran into Carver North up at the Target Center in Minneapolis. That didn't go real well. But hey, strange things happen. Lisa Bluter, and I was listening to the Westwood One selection show here on KGYM on Sunday, and Lisa Bluter was interviewed by Debbie Antonelli and everyone at Westwood One, and I thought she made a very good point that, and you and I have both talked about this in the past, Mark, as far as the women's tournament is concerned, there were, up until 5 years ago, it was basically a chalk parade.
Yeah.
And there were only realistically five teams that could win a national championship. And I can't imagine anyone disagreeing with that statement. But Lisa Bluter said things have changed. That is all different now. I mean, she can see 16 teams with a possibility of winning an NCAA women's championship this year. I don't know if I'm going to go 16.
On equal footing with South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm going to go at least 10. I give 10 of them. I give all the twos a chance and a couple of the threes a chance to get to Dallas and win the NCAA women's tournament. It's not the UConn Geno Auriemma Invitational like it used to be.
Nor the Pat Summit, Tennessee.
No.
Deal. Notre Dame had its run. There have been some teams that have come up, but it's been Connecticut for a long, long time, and they're good again.
Despite the fact that Paige Beckers is not in there.
Yeah.
Wait till she gets there next year. and she'll have another year. She might have, well, she got her COVID year, too, so she could be there a while.
Don't start thinking about it. Yeah.
UConn. 319-366-1600. 2070 says Iowa to win. They're not showing their work. They just say Iowa to win.
Men or women?
True. Men or women, 2070. In spite of the ESPN homing, 1626 writes, it won't be Duke. Reluctantly, I have Texas. I can see it.
That's a team.
I can see it. Texas is playing well. Big 12. Is the Big 12 going to show their supremacy that they have shown throughout the regular season in the tournaments? We've had conferences kind of fall on their faces in the past. Big 10. A couple years ago. Friendly wager in our house with the winner getting to pick dinner anywhere they want. I went heavy on the Big Ten. Looks like I'll be paying, says 8077. That's a fun little wager right there.
Well, Emeralds in Vegas is not cheap. I can attest.
Well, are they anywhere? Or are they saying anywhere local? Let's hope it's local, you know, to help out. Hard to tell. 319-366-1600 here in the Gym Class program on KGYM. 31-48 has the Zags winning it all. Maybe without the pressure this year, Gonzaga wins it. Maybe. We'll see.
Sure, hammered St. Mary's in the championship game out there by 20-some points, maybe 30. I don't know. I think it's another team like Texas, like UCLA, non-number one seeds, that could upset the apple cart a bit. And I've got a couple maybe possibly upsetting the apple cart.
8077 says, it is local and kids menu only.
Good move.
I like that. Purdue men will win the men's tournament, says 1040. Thank you for that. People are sleeping on Arizona. Question mark, says 3034.
Thank you, Jeff Wessel.
Well, I don't think it's Jeff, but Arizona, they had a lot of people talking last year about the possibility of the Wildcats winning the national championship. Not so much this year. They finished four games behind UCLA, but beat the Bruins in the Pac-12 championship game. Again, maybe we're putting too much emphasis on the championship games. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you got Texas and what it did to Kansas. Are you putting too much emphasis on that? Memphis in the conference championship beating Houston. Are you putting too much emphasis on that or not enough when it comes to Houston? I don't know. It's just another game to me.
When you get to the finals, I think the conference tournaments and the power conferences are very good for Penn State, for example. Okay, you got to go in there and you got to win at least a couple games. And I think that's really what it's for. Other than that, there have been so many teams that have made a vigorous run through their conference tournament, played four straight days, maybe won even to the South.
Hello, Hawks.
Last year, and then you come out and you have nothing left the next week. It has happened before. It has happened before. 1040 is hoping it's not Purdue this year, obviously. Zach Edey, he's just a difference maker, man. He is just a difference maker out there. 3:28 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. Let's go ahead and throw it to Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. Brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Stopped out there last night, said hi to Jamie. Always in a good mood, especially when the Kansas City Chiefs are world champions. So we had to talk about that for a while. They're on the opposite of Lindale Mall, across from the mall on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're open at 4 o'clock every day except Sunday.
Iowa's Chris Murray has added to his accolades, today being named Associated Press third team All-America. The Detroit Lions have re-upped with Matt Nelson, the Cedar Rapids Xavier product, who was a defensive tackle at Iowa, has transitioned to offensive tackle. Played in 40 games with 12 starts for the Lions, so Matt continuing in the NFL. And the All-State boys basketball teams are out. Your Mr. Basketball for the year? Price Sanford, Waukee Northwest, and Iowa recruit, who I know you saw at the state tournament, Scott.
Yep.
And it was probably down to him and one other player.
Yeah, it was him or Omaha Ballou. And it was going to be a tough, tough call. Now, Northwest won the rubber match between the two teams. I think that probably helped a little bit. I'm not going to lie. The fact that Omaha Ballou played for several teams during his career, I think, probably pushed it toward Price Sanford. I think they're both tremendous players. I mean, Omaha Ballou is a man. He is going to – I don't see him not stepping into Iowa State's lineup next year and starting right away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a guy that could possibly not – be there 4 years. And I'm not saying transferring out or something like that. I'm just saying he's that good. He's freakish athletic ability, and the shot has gotten better. What I like about Sanford is the fact that he's bigger than Peyton. He's not afraid to get his nose dirty in there. He goes after it. He rebounds. He plays defense. And I think he's going to step in. I'm not sure if he'll start next year, but he's going to play a lot for the Hawkeyes next year. Going to hear a lot of Sanford next year.
Good shooter like his brother.
Good shooter like his brother.
Yeah.
Good shooter. A little bit more inside guy, too. He really grew in the offseason from his junior year to his senior year as well. And, yeah, really good basketball player. You couldn't have gone wrong on either of those two selections. By the way, well, before we get to a break here and leave the high school front here, late yesterday afternoon, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the classifications for football. We were all waiting for them. They waited until after the basketball tournament was done. Those came out yesterday afternoon about 4 o'clock from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and they have those on their website if you'd like to go take a look. And of significance locally anyway, two teams, Cedar Rapids Washington, remained in 5A, went back up to 5A at least for two more years, and they are the smallest 5A school playing 5A football. And Williamsburg also moved from 2A to 3A. Of course, this year, and we'll talk more about this, but the not only enrollment, but also the introduction of enrollment with free and reduced lunches and the percentages at each school thrown in there.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how this is going to work. Entirely possible in Washington's case, anyway. For a couple of years, it's going to be in 5A and could very well drop down to 4A again.
I think that might happen.
And, you know, we shall see. Williamsburg's going to be fine. They've got Derek Weisskopf back for another year, among others. By and large, there wasn't a whole lot of movement. Some. I question the numbers on some of the free and reduced lunches at certain schools.
Some of them you're head-scratching, yes.
Yeah. We'll just have to see how it works out. I don't know.
If it goes well, I think it's going to be instituted as far as the rest of the sports are concerned. The other big rumor coming out of the state basketball tournament is the state association is looking at possibly the boys going to 5 classes. Not sure if I like that or not. Not sure. Got to do some serious thinking on that.
Because the bottom part, 1A, is grown pretty large, or why
is
that?
Yeah, it's getting pretty large. It's just many reasons, but I don't know. You get kind of watered down if you get 5, but we'll see. We'll see. Before we get to a break, 71-48, any scenario where any men's and women's teams both make the Final Four? Sure. It's going to be tough, but there are scenarios out there where that could happen. And 12:38, nice to listen to the radio and not hear the name Aaron Rodgers for a half an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Give me Kansas.
I watch a certain national sports talk guy occasionally, and he's talking about Aaron Rodgers or the NBA, one of the two. I flip it to another channel and come back maybe a half hour later. It's the same damn thing. Now, Rodgers, I'm stealing your line, but he didn't like his receivers in Green Bay for a while, right? And now apparently there's reports that, what are we doing talking about Rodgers anyway? Apparently Rodgers gave the Jets a list of players that he wanted that included Alan Lazard, Odell Beckham Jr., Randall Cobb, who is over the hill, the tight end.
Mercedes Lewis.
I think he'd like that group.
Hmm. Different shade of green, man. 319-366-1600. Our poll question today brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Which team will advance to face Iowa State in the NCAA tournament on Friday? Mississippi State or Pitt? Register your vote at kgymradio.com. Thanks to Steve Anderson and all the great people at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Weather and a break. We'll come back, have more of the gym class for you for a Tuesday right after this here on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm with First Meteorologist Garrett Hyde with a check of your forecast. As we continue throughout our day today, sunshine staying with us all day long, and because of high pressure, winds will stay pretty light. Only drawback for today is highs will unfortunately still be into those upper 30s, but at least the winds will be at least a little more pleasant. Though as we head overnight tonight, winds will pick back up a little bit more. They'll be mainly out of the south, which will help to usher in some of those warmer temperatures back into the 50s as we head towards Wednesday and Thursday as well. But showers move into the area as we head towards Thursday afternoon. And that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with a First Forecast.
Get back in the octagon this weekend with Elite Sportsbook. Place three wagers of $50 or more on any UFC 286 offering and get a quick and easy $15 free bet. Go for the KO. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of a bet rebound up to $250. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good, solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit MFAM.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Don't let spring flooding ruin your basement. Menards has everything you need to keep your home dry. Zinsser Watertight LX Ultra is a multi-purpose waterproofing paint. It's designed for interior and exterior use, and is guaranteed to protect against leaks and dampness for 20 years. Pick up a gallon today for only $32.89 after 11% rebate. Good through March 19th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Tip off the madness with us. The gym's Todd Brownlecamp and Spencer Wagon during IMON's basketball viewing party Thursday from 3 to 6 at Big Grove Brewery in Iowa City.
When you buy your own health insurance, you deserve a doctor who's your biggest champion and coverage you can be confident in. And with new Wellmark health insurance plans featuring Unity Point Health, that's what you can expect. These plans help you build a relationship with your Unity Point Health primary care providers and network partners, starting with free preventive and virtual care, plus low copays for primary care with a doctor who always has your back. Connect with an agent to help you enroll at wellmark.com/UPH.
Back with you on the Gym Class, KGYM, on this Tuesday edition of the show. Again, if you're tuning in for the coach, Kevin Lehman, we had to move him to tomorrow. That due to the fact that he had a couple of his flights canceled on his way to do a basketball game, NIT basketball game coming up tonight. He will join us right out of the chute coming up tomorrow on the program. Mark Ironside will also join us. And that will be on the Wednesday edition of the show. We'll have a Bowling Night in America preview for you as well. Tonight, first four. We'll join it at 6 o'clock, just a couple minutes into the ball game, as we will have those games from Dayton coming up Tuesday and Wednesday, tonight and tomorrow for you right here on KGYM. And a couple of competition is going to be better in five classes, 6936 says, and then 8699. Asking what does the free and reduced lunches have to do with class football you play, and I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole. Right, Mark?
Ask your local administrator.
Very true. Very true. Let's see. Also, friend of the show, who is a Packer fan, sent this to me, and it's great, so I have to get it out here. Aaron Rodgers is currently officially quarterback of the Packers, GM of the Jets, and owner of the Bears. Sorry, Mark. nothing if not very impressive.
He's doing pretty good if he's the owner of the Bears. Nice trade. Thanks, Aaron.
319-366-1600 here on the gym class program on KGYM here at 340. And we'll talk a little bit about the football before we set sail at 4 o'clock. High school football, the classes, and just a couple minutes on that. But as promised, Mark, as promised, we are going to talk about our picks for the NCAA tournament. You, me, Isaac, we'll throw him, you know, under the bus here, into the fire. And, you know, these are out there for everybody to fade at the present time. You know, just go out there, okay, say, for instance, Mark picks Texas. Everybody else in the second round is throwing their money on either or their picks on Texas A&M or Penn State.
Well, Isaac's, I already know he's going Utah State. Right? You're a Jazz fan.
Well, actually, my dad's a Utah Ute fan, so not much. Utah State.
Whoops.
Or BYU either.
Okay.
So, Utah, maybe.
No. All right. So, here we go. Who wants to go first? Mark? You want me to go first?
I can go first.
Go
That's
ahead.
Fine.
Okay. Who's your final four in the men?
My final four is Alabama.
Okay.
Marquette. They will face one another. Houston and UConn. I'm a little leery about Sasser's condition, but I think it's a Houston team that can go far either way. I've got Houston and Bama in the championship game with Houston winning.
Houston winning.
I did this in pencil,
Omaha.
Right? Yeah, I did. I did this in pencil.
Now, have you put in this into the KGYM bracket challenge?
I have not yet.
Okay.
I will.
I'm going to do that after the show. That's my thing I'm going to do at 4 o'clock.
I have taken a... Are we waiting on flyers or...
On the, we'll hold off on flyers.
All right.
We'll hold off. So you have Houston. Okay, that was my pick through the year. So Isaac, not Utah State.
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay. What do you like?
All right, so I have Alabama coming out of the South. I also have Marquette coming out of the East.
Boy, you guys are making Spencer really happy.
In the Midwest, I have Texas, so above, not Houston. And I have Gonzaga out of the West, but it was... I still haven't submitted it, and I keep going back and forth between UConn and Gonzaga. I think UConn's a little bit more risky because Iona in the first round is just a tough team for your first round as you're a four seed. And VCU, I mean, the West, I think you said it earlier, the top four seeds have not an easy path to get, you know, to the final there.
West is tough.
Yeah.
West is tough.
Same thing with the East, though. I see a lot of, I mean, the East has, I think, probably the most like upset potential with Oral Roberts, Louisiana, and Tennessee is tough. Providence, Kentucky, anyway, in the final, I have Alabama and Gonzaga, with Alabama winning.
So you got Roll Tide going.
Yeah, I mean. Personal feelings on the team, a little bit of a side, but
you have to put them aside. Yeah.
I think everybody has them aside right now.
But you just look at the team, and they've been pretty consistent. Brandon Miller is probably the best college player, arguably, maybe. Going to be the first college player in the NBA or for the NBA draft taken. So, yeah, Alabama just seemed to click for me. Also, I think that the South region should be pretty. Not that it's easy. None of this is easy. But as far as the regions go, Alabama, the South isn't too bad for them, I don't think.
Right.
Okay. Here you go. Not Missouri this year. Not my Mizzou Tigers.
Just got under a different name.
Sort of. I like the teams that have veterans on them this year. I like the teams that have veterans. I went with a lot of those. We all made it unanimous in the South. I also have Alabama coming out of there, but I really like Arizona. I think Arizona could do it. And that was my most chalk region, was the South. But I will take Alabama coming out of there for Nate Oates. Out of the East, I just think it's time for Matt Painter. I think Purdue gets there. That second game is the one that is going to be a headache for the Boilers. They'll dispose of FDU or Texas Southern without any problem. But, man, Memphis or FAU, that is going to be a tough matchup. And it's all about matchups, as we know, gang, for the NCAA tournament in college basketball. Midwest, I will go with Houston. So I'm going to stick with my Houston Cougars, but I'm also a little worried. If Sasser was completely healthy, done. Mm-hmm. Houston wins it. Out of the West, and I was trying to find the texter a little bit earlier on, who also is going with this team. I'm going with the UCLA Bruins to make it to the Final Four with Jaime Jaquez and Tiger Campbell leading the way. Of course, Tiger Campbell with ties to the local area. His father, Tony, played at Regis. Final Four, Alabama to beat Purdue. UCLA to take down Houston. And ladies and gentlemen, you can mark it down. I would say probably, what, January 25th of 2025. Tune in to the Big Ten Network's presentation of the Big Ten Presents the UCLA Bruins, Big Ten champions of college basketball of 2023. Get ready for that that Big Ten documentary on the great traditional power of Big Ten basketball that UCLA is. The Bruins are cutting down the nets.
Somewhat predictably, I just got a text from our friend, Mr. Wessel.
I like Arizona, Jeff.
Arizona in all caps.
I like Arizona, Jeff. I do. I got them to the Elite Eight. And I think they can beat Alabama. I like them. They knocked off UCLA in the championship game. So there you go. So Houston and remind me again,
Alabama.
Isaac. Alabama. And UCLA.
Okay.
So we got three different teams, so that's fun. 4285 is already saying, can I change my pick now? You may.
I'm telling you, folks.
That's the one that said UCLA was going
to
win.
When it comes to me anyway, fade my picks.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that are way more knowledgeable about this stuff than I am, so everything I said about these teams could have just been completely wrong.
So. I've got Arizona going to the Elite Eight as well. I like the team.
I do. I like Arizona. And we could be completely wrong. Okay, some of the wild picks that you have, Mark, of teams that are going to pull upsets.
Virginia has not a very good track record in the NCAA tournament. I'm taking Furman there to beat Virginia in the first round. Not really a upset, but Florida Atlantic over Memphis in the first round.
Oh, I got that. I'm all over Florida Atlantic.
And I told you about Marquette. I got him going to the Final Four, so I like him over teams like K-State and Duke. I'm drinking the Kent State Kool-Aid. I got Kent State winning two games over Indiana and Miami. Doesn't sound quite right. Doesn't look quite right. But, again, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid there. And I like VCU over St. Mary's in that first-round game.
I do, too.
And losing to Connecticut. But that's probably the reaches for me. About Isaac.
I also had, VCU. I think I said it earlier, but I think Louisiana and Tennessee could be very close. Providence and Kentucky, I think, could be an interesting one in an 11-6. I mean, all the 11-6s are always tough. Depending on Iowa State's who they get, I think it does kind of make a difference between Mississippi State and Pitt. I think Iowa State would rather have Pitt, I would imagine, but Charleston and San Diego State would be something to look at. Charleston, 3 losses on the season.
Correct.
Yeah. And usually Mountain West teams don't do particularly great in the tournament. So other than those, everything else, I don't think I had anything too crazy other than that. I mean, I could also see Creighton. Creighton's always poised to make a somewhat deep run. They could make it to the Elite Eight. I know they go against Arizona, we were talking about, but they are a very well-rounded team. They could make a pretty surprising run, I guess.
I should add, I've got TCU going to the Elite Eight.
Oh, okay.
To beat Gonzaga, to beat UCLA. I think TCU is going to be a tough out.
With Miles healthy now.
Yeah.
And the big man. Yeah, I've got a few first-round upsets, but I don't have any of them going to the Sweet 16. Sorry, Rusty, but I got Duke beating Tennessee because Rick Barnes never wins 2 games in the NCAA tournament. I got Kentucky beating Kansas State. I said yesterday, I think Kansas State was a little overseeded. And Kentucky's starting to play better, and they've got this guy named Shibue who's really good. And I think he is going to make a statement in his last NCAA tournament. So and Kentucky Marquette scares me, but I do have Marquette winning that game. But I can see Kentucky getting to Purdue. I can see them. No one paying attention to Cal, and he will do well this year.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that could happen. I don't know. But there you go. Prediction sure to go wrong, and Lazard is now a New York Jet, apparently, 26-62 tells us.
Oh, wow.
So if that sways a certain quarterback that has worn green and gold over the last handful of years, then...
Now, are you drinking Kent State Kool-Aid, too?
Yes, I got him winning a game. Yeah. I almost had him winning, too, but I love Larrañaga in the tournament.
Okay.
So I had Miami beating Kent State. How far do you guys have the locals going?
I have Iowa and Iowa State winning 1 each. Why? Don't ask me. I think Drake really has a tough matchup.
Yeah, Drake, that's tough. I know they're going to be a favorite upset pick for a lot of people. I think that's a hard matchup. I do have Iowa winning 1. Iowa State, I have them winning 1, but Xavier's a beatable. I mean, they could definitely win that game and get to the Sweet 16, assuming it's Xavier, not Kennesaw State or anything, but...
I like Xavier. I like Xavier. That's a good team. If they didn't have to play Texas in the Sweet 16, because as a texter pointed out, Carr and Hunter, that is a very veteran team too. And I took veteran teams. So I took Texas to the Elite Eight right there. This is either good or bad, but Scott does not have any of the locals winning a game. So maybe that's the best news of all. For T.J. Otzelberger, yeah. Fran McCaffrey, and Darren DeVries.
I can see it.
Maybe that is the best news I could deliver.
All their games really could go. I could see either outcome, really, for all of the local teams there.
Me too. All right.
We'll touch base about 8 o'clock Thursday night and see if any of our brackets are still alive.
Gone. If they're been torn up, they've been crumpled and thrown into the trash basket or whatever the case may be. By the way, I will give you some extra picks, some women's Final Four picks that I came up with as well that you can completely fade in just a little bit. We're going to take a quick break, come back, have more of the gym class right after this here on KGYM.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
In winning teams, every player brings their unique strength and has an impact on the results. The Dallas Mavericks drafted Jason Kidd with the 2nd pick in the 1995 draft. But after 2.5 seasons, they traded him to Phoenix, and he then played for the Nets. It was not until he was 34 when he became a Maverick once again. He was exactly what they needed and became an integral part of a team that went on to win the 2011 NBA Finals over the Miami Heat.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
When there's a chance for a championship trophy, you need to have the right people in the right positions. That's why when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 875 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down to only the most qualified candidates, which means you can start hiring the right people faster. Go to linkedin.com/sports to post your job for free. That's linkedin.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Martin Hoke, the inventor of Navage Nasal Care, and I love Navage. I've told you about how your nose is the body's air filter, that Navage's powered suction will help flush out allergens, viruses, mucus, and germs, and that Navage will help you breathe better. But what do other people say about Navage? Like Haley, quote, Navage is the best thing I bought. I love it. My nose feels so clear now and I can breathe. I've been struggling with a stuffy nose for weeks. I bought Navage and it's amazing. Or this one. I use Navage every night, could not imagine life without it. I have 5 cats, and before I found Navage, I was a clogged mess. Now I breathe so much better. Unquote. Those are two of over 100,000 online reviews praising Navage, the all-natural solution trusted by over 3 million people to help you breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and stay healthier without drugs. Navage is available at Walmart, CVS, Walgreens, Target, Rite Aid, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Back to wrap things up here on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Again, Kevin Lehman will join us tomorrow. He's in route to his game tonight. The NIT getting underway tonight as well. So Kevin was not able. He had some cancellations for flights earlier today, so he was not able to join us. Had to move him to tomorrow. He will join us right out of the chute tomorrow. So we'll talk about his thoughts about the NCAA tournament, Iowa State and Drake. Then we'll go right into Mark Ironside talking about the NCAA Wrestling Championship. So a lot to get to on a Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. My Final Four on the women's side, by the way, just to throw that out there. Yeah, South Carolina, there's no way they're not going to make it. Also, I took Indiana, another number one. I took UConn. Do not sleep on Gino Auriemma just because there are two. And for better or for worse, I have Iowa going to the Final Four.
Ooh.
Not going to the championship game. I have South Carolina beating UConn for the national championship.
I think Iowa's got a tough assignment getting out of the second round.
It's going to be tough.
And then you probably have to face Duke.
Yes.
And Stanford. It's a team that can play with just about anybody. So.
And playing well.
Yeah.
Playing well. And they've had some rest after their Big Ten tournament run. So that helps as far as the women and their run is concerned. First four coming up tonight. Again, we talked about high school football a little bit. Washington is a 5A school, the smallest 5A school. Williamsburg moves up from 2A to 3A. Other than that, pretty much everybody that was in their classification last year is back in the class. So there you go. Todd's next. First four at 6 o'clock. We're back with you tomorrow at 3 with a full show. Thanks for listening, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow at 3 with the Gym Class.
Wendy's 2 for $6 lets you mix and match some of our best items, like Dave's single with the 10-piece crispy nugs, medium strawberry lemonade with a spicy chicken sandwich, spicy chicken.